episode 611 for January 28th, 2020. Yo, Rapunzel by Kyle Kieran. Rated R for ridiculous, with sprinklings of board games, box wine, and profanity. Welcome to Podcastle. I'm your host, Setsu Uzume. And if you were looking for a serious fantasy story, you're gonna hate this week's episode. Fair warning. I'm serious. This is our silliest, raunchiest nonsense on display for all the world to hear. However, if you're on board for all that, come join us. It's going to be great. This week's tale was written for us by Kyle Kieran. Kyle Kieran lives on a ranch 9,000 feet above sea level in Creed, Colorado, where he tends to the needs of a motley crew of overly skittish animals. His fiction has appeared or is forthcoming in Beneath Ceaseless Skies, Daily Science Fiction, Metaphorosis, Syntax and Salt, and elsewhere. He's also a former slush reader with an Apex magazine-sized hole in his heart. This week's narrator will be a giant blob comprised of several EA staff, and I challenge you to see which voices you recognize before you check the show notes. And now, gather your honor, your bravery, your dignity, and leave it in a pile over there. Enjoy the story.
Yo, Rapunzel, by Kyle Kieran. And lo, the princess said,
Motherfucker, I am content.
But princess,
said the knight, from the base of the princess's tower. His armor-clad ass was parked atop a huge black stallion, which the princess found not only pompous, but entirely predictable.
You misunderstand. I'm here to save you from—
Hold up.
The princess leaned out of her window.
Exactly what part of girl lives in her own goddamn tower implies a need for rescue?
Well, I—
Do you have any idea how many women would kill for a tower off in the wilderness? I am fucking blessed.
Princess, that's all well and good, but this isn't your place. You belong—
Perpetually pregnant in a castle that smells like chlamydia? Pass.
Milady, please, I only want what's best for you.
Oh, God.
Said the dragon, who in both size and shape resembled a hairless cat with wings, as he squatted atop his wall-mounted litter box.
Here we go again.
Do not fucking lady me. And why is it that a knight I've never met gets to decide what's best for me?
Milady, you aren't seeing the whole picture here. I've spent the last 3 weeks traversing this kingdom of yours for the sole purpose of freeing you from the diabolical clutches of the Fire Dragon.
Wow, I'm right here.
Just shove off, would you? We're busy here.
Milady! How dare you dishonor me so after everything I've done for you? The king will have your head for this.
I never asked you to do anything. This is literally the first conversation we've ever had.
Just give him a heart quest and be done with it.
The princess groaned and ducked back inside the tower.
Why do I have to give him a quest? Why does every cantankerous fuck who's capable of a 15-minute trail ride seem to think they're entitled to a heart quest?
In hindsight, your father really ought to have built this tower a little farther out.
You get a quest. You get a quest.
The princess threw both hands into the air and waved them about.
Everybody gets a quest. When exactly did I become the fucking Oprah of heart quests?
The dragon kicked some sand over his litter box. His business concluded.
Who's Oprah?
Future stuff. Never mind.
You're spending entirely too much time with the time wizard.
Puns aren't funny. You're not funny.
Hello? Why aren't you paying attention to me? I feel that I am being treated badly and I don't understand why.
That's hurtful. And I wasn't trying to be funny. You'd know if I was trying to be funny. I'm hilarious.
Milady? Milady?
Fine.
She leans back out the window.
Here's your heart quest. You ready?
The knight removed his helmet and smiled up at her.
I'm relieved to see you've found your gratitude, princess. And I know that whatever trial you have in mind, no matter how grand, how impossibly difficult it might seem, no matter how many men have died trying to win your heart—
I want you to make every dog in the kingdom fucking hate you.
Consider it— wait, what?
You are a monstrous little thing, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, you heard me. Bite him, kick him, whatever you gotta do. Now, off you go.
But I...
Problem?
I thought my heart quest would be more heroic. I really love dogs. I have 3 of them.
Sounds like the perfect place to start. Happy travels.
She slammed the window shut.
How long do you think we have before my next would-be savior shows up?
The dragon shrugged.
1 hour, 2 at the most.
I don't really feel up to painting. How about a quick game of Settlers of Catan?
This game kind of sucks with 2 people,
said the dragon.
You're just pissed that you're losing again,
said the princess.
That's not it at all,
said the dragon, who was a terrible liar.
Maybe you should consider an avenue of play that doesn't exclusively rely upon establishing a sheep monopoly.
I'm a fucking dragon, princess. We love sheep. We can't help it.
The whole point of creating a monopoly is to enable yourself to trade from a position of power. And if you're in a position of power while in direct competition with exactly 1 other person, they're never going to trade with you because it's always going to benefit you more. Just saying.
Leave me and my dreams alone.
Milady,
said a voice outside.
Milady?
The princess dropped her head into her hands.
Please tell me you've got a quest in mind. I am so fucking tired of this.
Drink the ocean? Swallow the stars?
Too figurative. He'll come back in the morning with a loose interpretation and a scroll full of shitty poems. It's fine. I'll figure something out.
She crossed the room and threw open the window.
Yeah, what you want?
I've completed your heart quest,
said the knight, who, of course, was sitting atop a huge black stallion.
And I've come to slay the dragon.
Oh, could you do me a favor and remind me which heart quest it was that I sent you on?
You bade me bear my asshole to the leaders of the 31 realms, and...
The princess snorted.
Sorry, please continue.
And the High Warlock of Ghoul, and the Merpeople of the Shallows, and the Merpeople of the Deeps, and the Cannibal Kings of the Savage Lands.
And was your asshole well received?
It was not.
Very well. I shall confer with the dragon as to the terms of your duel.
She closed the window.
So, he actually did it. What do we do now? Nobody's ever finished a heart quest.
I could just roast him right quick. It's not a problem.
I don't know. I feel a little guilty about the whole asshole thing. I never thought he'd actually do it. And I can't believe nobody murdered him. I mean, fuck. Asshole is considered a delicacy in the Savage Lands.
Truly rotten luck.
All right. I've got an idea.
The princess threw the window open again.
I have conferred with the mighty dragon, and he has accepted you as a worthy challenger.
The knight dismounted and unsheathed his sword.
There's only 1 problem. The dragon refuses to leave my side until he's been defeated in combat, to keep me from fleeing the tower during the duel and whatnot.
So I'll ascend the tower and slay the dragon where it stands.
Yeah, about that.
What is it now?
Well, this tower is cursed as fuck all. The only way in is to climb its walls using,
She looked around, but found nothing of use, and eventually her gaze settled on her reflection in the window.
My hair.
No way he falls for that shit,
said the dragon.
That is patently ridiculous. Even if you somehow managed to not get pulled out the window, your hair would rip right out of your scalp as soon as you started to climb.
Not a problem. Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let's down your hair.
The dragon groaned and rolled his eyes. The princess tossed her head as if to lower her hair out the windowsill, but the time wizard had recently given her a pretty sick pixie cut, so there wasn't that much to climb.
This is what we're working with. I'm open to suggestions.
Princess, I'm a man of 25 winters. I've only got a few years left. I'll be dead before your hair reaches your waist.
The princess shrugged.
That sounds like a you problem.
I'm just going to throw you a rope.
Very well, brave knight. I just hope the witch's curse isn't too severe.
Did she specify what the curse would entail?
I can't recall exactly. All I remember is the witch cackling every time she used the word decocked.
The knight sheathed his sword and mounted his stallion.
Very well. I shall return. Eventually.
Right on.
Yo, princess,
said a voice from below.
That's a new one,
said the dragon.
Bleh,
said the princess. She pulled her paint respirator down around her neck and took a step back from the wall. A mural of the New York skyline at dusk rose before her, its skyscrapers bright and stylized, lit up in blurry yellows and golds as if at night. The panorama spanned the entirety of the tower's interior, and only the Chrysler Building stood unfinished.
Just...
started the dragon.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Path of least resistance.
The princess set her spray can on the sill and threw open the window.
Heart quest coming in 3, 2... Is that a donkey?
Mini donkey, yeah. His name's Steve.
The princess cocked her head.
He's cute.
Yeah, he's a dick, though. Anyway, heart quest? Then I'll be out of your hair.
Oh, right. Of course. Why don't you...
The princess rubbed her temples with both hands.
I want you to travel the, Sorry, I'm blanking up here. It's been a long day.
It's cool. No rush.
The knight sat down in the grass, ruffled through a knapsack, produced a carrot, then alternated bites with his mount.
Daw,
said the dragon, who was hovering above the princess's shoulder.
You're supposed to be guarding my heart, not cooing over strangers.
Right. Sorry. Slipped right out. Won't happen again.
Sure it won't. Fucking softy.
That's a pretty badass dragon.
Flattery will get you nowhere, Sir Knight,
said the dragon, though his tail was wagging vigorously.
Can you give us a moment?
Said the princess.
Sure thing,
said the knight. The princess closed the window.
Help me out here, dragon. I'm feeling a little flustered with the sudden departure from the status quo. We need a quest.
Maybe something to do with bees. Sit on the bees. Eat all the bees?
That's not very concrete. All the bees in the kingdom or in the land? You know, I've never really thought about it, but does the land include the kingdom or is it the other way around? My father has to have a Venn diagram around here somewhere.
Focus, princess. What does it matter? The whole point is to get him gone, right?
Well, yeah, obviously. I just don't want to phone in his quest, is all. Otherwise, people might start getting suspicious.
But in truth, the princess was desperately lonely, just not in the way her suitors assumed. She opened the window.
Here's your heart quest, dear knight. I want you to eat all the bees in both the kingdom and the land.
The knight rose, removed his straw cap, and bowed. He was handsome, with dark skin and a full set of teeth.
Eat the bees. Got it. Thanks. Have a good one.
He mounted the mini donkey and steered it back towards the pines that surrounded the tower, flailing his legs around as the creature tried, and failed, to bite him.
What the hell do you mean, thanks?
Said the princess.
Princess!
Said the dragon!
I asked for a hard quest, and you gave me one, so... thanks? I don't really understand what's happening here, to be honest.
But that's a terrible thing to ask someone to do.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but I'm not going to complete the quest, so I don't really care what it requires.
You aren't?
Nah.
Said the knight.
Sorry, I should have been more upfront about that. The short of it is that my ma's kind of garbage, and she's been trying to guilt me into getting her a grandkid before she dies, so I figured that going on a heart quest would...
buy you a couple months of peace.
Said the princess, nodding. The knight gave her a sad smile.
Exactly. I figured you'd understand, given...
he gestured at the tower.
This.
The princess bit her bottom lip.
Hey, do you maybe...
The dragon fluttered in front of her.
What is it that you think you're doing?
What? It's a 3-player game at minimum. You want to be sheepgod or nah?
The knight, still twisted in the saddle, stared up at her.
You were saying?
Would you like to come up for a bit? I could help you figure out the perfect heart quest, if you'd like. Something that would buy you as much time as you need.
Well, I don't want to impose, but if you don't mind...
Door's in the back. Fuck. I did not think this through.
Said the princess.
Obviously. You are covered in paint, and you are not pulling it off.
Where's that goddamned wizard? This place is a total disaster.
She's gonna be royally pissed if you summon her just to...
The princess grabbed a clock off the mantle and smashed it against the floor.
That was an antique,
said the wizard, who was suddenly in the room wearing high-waisted blue jeans, a scandalously tiny blouse, and a pair of pink, heart-shaped eyeglasses.
Everything's an antique to you.
The wizard cocked her head.
Well played.
Anyway, I wouldn't have called if it weren't an emergency. Would you mind?
The wizard lowered her eyeglasses onto the tip of her nose.
Seriously? Again?
The dragon flapped over to the wizard and perched on her shoulder.
I told her not to summon you for something so trivial, but she never listens to me.
I do too.
And she said I'm not funny.
The fuck, dragon?
I know, sweetheart.
She scratched the dragon behind his right ear.
You are entirely unappreciated. But I brought something to cheer you up.
She pulled a crinkly bag out of a back pocket and handed it to the princess.
It's called Cat Dragon Nip. Don't give him too much at once. It's pretty strong.
There was a knock at the door.
Princess,
called the knight.
Door's locked.
Is that a boy? Oh, I get it.
The wizard winked.
Emergency indeed.
It's not like that. We just needed another player for...
Sure. You need me to wipe the mural, too? And your hideous clothes?
Clothes, yes. Mural, no. I'm not finished with it yet.
You should go to Tokyo next. I imagine that would keep you busy for a while. I'll bring some photos next time.
She snapped her fingers, and the room lurched back in time 4 months, when it was most recently clean. As did the princess's paint-splattered, once-white dress.
This really isn't what it looks like.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not judging. And a fling might be exactly what you need. Get it out of your system, you know? It's gotta be lonely up here.
Why does everyone think that my system needs...
The wizard vanished.
So you brought the donkey. Inside.
I was worried he'd be cold,
said the knight, who was alternating between staring open-mouthed at the graffiti skyline and squinting into the game's rulebook.
Daw. Sorry,
said the dragon. The three of them were sitting at the table, the dragon looking only slightly ridiculous in his high chair, with the board game between them.
Well, does Sir Steve need anything?
Nah, he's no trouble. He'll probably shit on the floor at some point, but he'll clean it up if we give him enough time.
The mark of a noble beast.
Yeah, sure. So, what's the deal with the painting?
They're the towers of the future. People pay to live in them, get away from the street noise, look down on people, and so on.
They're beautiful. I've never seen anything like them.
The princess smiled. Genuinely. For the first time in much too long.
Thank you.
The dragon cleared his throat.
Okay.
Said the knight.
I think I'm ready to play. Who's first?
Dragons go first.
Said the dragon.
Of course they do.
Said the princess. The dragon grabbed a blue settlement piece in a paw and set it down on a hexagon. Then picked it back up. Then set it down on a different hexagon. Then... picked it back up again.
Any day now.
You're making me anxious. Just let me think for a minute.
What's there to think about? We both know you're going to pick the spot with the most sheep.
I don't remember sheep being all that important,
said the knight.
They're not.
Maybe not to you,
said the dragon.
How am I supposed to choose between two spots that offer an identical amount of sheep?
Get comfortable, Sir Knight,
said the princess.
It's gonna be a while.
Well... since we're on the topic, I'm not really a knight.
Wow, I'm shocked. Dragon, are you shocked?
So shocked. Immeasurably shocked.
You both knew I was lying?
You ride a miniature donkey. Come on, man. Just because we're pretty doesn't mean we're stupid.
Aw, you implied that I'm pretty.
And I already regret it.
That's fair. But if you knew I wasn't a knight, then why'd you invite me up? Only knights get hard quests, so...
Settler sucks with two players,
said the dragon.
Oh.
Said the knight. His eyes dropped to the board game.
I see.
Dragon?
What? You told the time wizard... Did you just kick me under the table?
The knight gave the princess a small smile.
It's all right. I never expected to get a quest at all, really.
He shrugged.
I guess I'm just trying to say that I appreciate your help, regardless of why you offered.
Okay. I'm going to go with... No, never mind. Sorry, one sec.
Was the rest of it true? About why you wanted the quest?
Yeah. My family's in the rat-catching business, so I won't be able to put kids off for long. But a few months shouldn't hurt. I figure Ma will let up for a bit if it seems like I'm courting someone.
Sorry, I don't follow. Why is it that you need kids?
Tight spaces require small hands,
said the knight, softly.
That's pretty gross.
dragon manners. Somebody's got to catch the rats.
What about you? How'd you end up locked away in a tower?
The princess's cheeks warmed.
Oh, it's not like that. This tower, it was a birthday present. It sounds a little ridiculous compared to, well, your situation. Sorry.
That's fine. If someone gave me a tower, I'd live in it too. But I'm guessing there's more to it than that.
Yeah. I didn't want to get married, but that's just what you do when you're the daughter of the king. It's pretty much your whole purpose in life. So the tower was a compromise. I get to avoid all the courting bullshit, and when somebody in the kingdom, the land, gets too ambitious, my father sends them here to seek my hand. And I get rid of them for a while with a heart quest.
The knight nodded.
An elegant solution.
You two done chatting? It's your move, princess.
How did we let this happen?
Said the princess.
I'm so ashamed.
One thing just led to another and...
Said the knight.
I feel physically ill.
You may call me Sheep Master.
Said the dragon.
How did we let him block all the trading ports? We're totally cut off from everything.
I have no idea. It doesn't seem like this should be possible.
The dragon clucked his tongue, and a little jet of flame licked out from his nostrils.
The game would be a lot closer if the two of you had spent less time flirting and more time strategizing.
We weren't...
Said the princess.
We were just talking.
Said the knight.
What the fuck happened here?
Interrupted the wizard, who was now in the room again. The knight tipped back in his chair and crashed to the floor.
Steve, save yourself.
The donkey quirked its ears, then went back to sleep.
Really?
Said the wizard.
That's your first thought, dude? Wizard sails through the ocean of time, only to magically poof into the center of the room, and your gut instinct tells you that I've come for your undersized donkey? Do you believe the future to be donkeyless? It is not.
It just kind of popped out,
said the knight, who was climbing back into his chair.
I'm not proud of it.
I think it's sweet,
said the dragon.
Of course you do,
said the princess.
Because you're a fucking sucker.
Also,
said the wizard,
why is there a donkey in here? Is that a pile of shit on the floor? And how is the game not over? Am I even seeing this correctly? Wow, you two suck at Settlers. You are, like, preposterously terrible.
The game hasn't ended because Dragon won't end it. All he has to do to win is build another settlement, but he's just wasting time collecting sheep.
He's prolonging our suffering needlessly.
I play by my own rules,
said the dragon.
There is a literal rule book on the table,
said the princess.
Can we get back to the wizard thing? She's a wizard? There are wizards? Do I get a wish?
Those are genies. But you can ask me a question about the future if you'd like.
The wizard turned to the princess.
Just wanted to drop off those drinks you asked for.
She set a wrapped package on the table.
I didn't ask for any,
said the princess.
So, Mr. Knight, you got a question for me? Better make it count.
This is a lot of pressure.
My, my, how the tables have turned,
said the dragon.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
When does the world end?
Ooh.
Said the princess.
Quality question.
Isn't that a little fatalist?
Said the dragon.
All the cool kids are fatalists in the future. Fatalism is totally in. And the world ends in 2020, as far as I can tell.
Far as you can tell,
said the knight.
Yeah,
said the wizard.
It's pretty strange. No matter how much time I spend in that era, the year never quite manages to end. Something's seriously messed up in the continuum. Anyway.
She patted the package.
You kids have fun. Night.
She vanished. The princess opened the package.
Wow. It truly never stops.
Is that from the future?
Said the knight.
Yeah. It's a box of wine.
A box of wine? The future must be a truly confounding place.
It's like a wineskin, but inside a box that holds it.
So, what's the point of the box?
No idea. Your guess is as good as mine.
So, the wizard's trying to get us drunk. Am I wrong to assume she intends...
Nope. You've got it. Her too.
Ugh. That's unfortunate. Well, maybe...
Yeah?
Never mind. Not the best idea. Does the wizard ever bring you anything more substantial? Medicine, gadgetry, weapons?
Spray paint aside, it's Pretty much just board games and refreshments,
said the princess.
I imagine there are rules for what she's allowed to bring back, but who knows? Maybe she's just holding out on us.
The princess looked over her shoulder. The sun was setting and her heart dropped, just a little. She didn't want the knight to leave, so she twisted the nozzle out of the box.
What do you think?
Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't curious. Particularly about the role of the box.
Are the stars spinning?
Said the princess. She and the knight were lying side by side on the floor, their shoulders just barely touching, as they gazed up through one of the tower's skylights.
I think they're spinning. Or is it just me?
The knight squinted.
Definitely spinning. Clockwise. No, counterclockwise. No, both. I feel exceptionally nauseous.
Boxed wine will do that to you,
said the princess.
Villainous box. Hey, look, the little stars inside your towers are spinning too.
Ooh, pretty, but I think it's the room that's spinning.
How'd you come up with them anyway?
What do you mean?
The towers.
Oh, I didn't make them up. Those are actual towers that people live in, like 700 years from now.
Oh, I keep forgetting about the time wizard thing. It's a little hard to wrap your head around.
Right. She brings me pictures. Pictures are like super realistic drawings, basically. And I spray paint the towers from those.
Why, though? I mean, if you already have the pictures.
The princess shrugged.
It makes me feel better, I guess. Knowing that there are people out there that want what I want. Even if it'll take a while for society to catch up. The paintings are just a reminder that not everyone who lives in a tower is batshit crazy for refusing to come down, just to complete some stranger's life.
The knight nodded sagely.
Shit's deep.
I also just like painting, so... Hey, can you see the dragon from where you're lying?
He's still passed out on top of Steve. Look at him. His eyes are open. He's full-blown catatonic.
The princess snorted.
That's funny.
Why is that funny?
The princess laughed, harder now.
I have no idea.
She snorted again.
But I think it's funny.
I can't believe you gave the dragon the whole bag of nip.
We were never getting out of that game otherwise.
Said the princess.
Wasn't the worst thing.
Said the knight.
We could have died.
That seems a tad dramatic.
I saved your life.
I will be forever grateful. Is there any box wine left?
The princess sighed.
Nope. Nary a drop of box to be found.
Nary. See, nary's a funny word.
Is it?
Yeah. You know how a word starts sounding weird if you say it too many times? Nary's like that, but you only gotta say it once.
Nary. Nary.
The princess laughed again, high and clear. The knight looked to the window where dawn was just starting to break, and the smile slipped from his face.
It's almost morning. I should probably get going.
The princess rolled onto her side to face him, and he did the same.
You could crash on the couch if you want.
I appreciate it, but I've got to get back to work. Rats aren't going to catch themselves.
The princess nodded.
Shame, that.
The knight rose and crossed the room, then carefully lifted the dragon off the donkey's back.
I believe this belongs to you.
He handed the dragon over.
Thanks.
Said the princess as she cradled the dragon to her chest.
Come on, Steve.
Said the knight, and the donkey yawned and clambered to its feet.
Good boy. Afraid we've got a bit of walking to do.
I really enjoyed this. Tonight, I mean.
Me too. Thanks for having us.
Anytime.
We should... Well, good night.
Said the knight. He opened the door, and Steve trotted through it.
Good night.
Said the princess. The knight stepped down into the stairwell and shut the door behind him. The princess grabbed the doorknob, swallowed the lump in her throat, then let her hand fall to her side. A few minutes later, the dragon finally stirred.
What quest did you give him?
Motherfucker. Yo, Sir Ratcatcher,
said the princess, who was sitting on the windowsill, one leg dangling over the side.
I never gave you a heart quest.
The knight laughed.
I completely spaced on that.
Me too. We must have been having too much fun.
Way too much fun,
said the knight. He hesitated, and his gaze dropped to the back of Steve's head.
But hey, look.
Yeah?
Said the princess.
I don't want to assume anything here, but I gotta say something really quick, okay?
The princess frowned.
All right, I'm listening.
I don't want to make this weird, but Princess, I think you're awesome, and I'd love to see you again.
The princess teared up at that. She already knew where this was going. It always went this way, but it still hurt her heart all the same. She dared to think this night was different. Stupid, so very stupid. The knight cleared his throat.
But I just got out of a really serious relationship, and I'm under a ton of pressure to settle down, and... Oh, no, princess, please don't cry. It's not you. You're wonderful. It's...
No!
Blurted the princess. She wiped her eyes with the backs of her hands. Her sorrows had vanished at the knight's unexpected words and a hysterical joy built in her chest.
No, it's perfect. This is so perfect.
What is?
Said the knight.
That you're emotionally unavailable.
Said the princess, who was grinning so hard her cheeks were cramping.
That's a very strange thing to say to someone. I can't tell if I'm insulted. Should I feel insulted?
No, I mean, Sir Knight, what I'm trying to say is that I'm emotionally unavailable too. And there are so many cities I haven't painted, and I'm big on alone time, and...
The knight beamed up at her.
Seriously? You're good with this?
I am so fucking good with this. You have no idea how good with this I am.
So, friends then?
1,000 times, yes. I feel like my fucking heart's about to explode.
Well, then that just leaves the quest.
The princess licked her lips. She felt like she could float right up out of the tower.
Sir Knight, from this point forward and into the indefinite future, I require you to attend me every Friday at sunset for a night of board games and box wine.
And maybe Tuesdays too, if you aren't too busy?
Fuck yeah,
said the princess.
And welcome back. The author had this to say about the story. Though I don't have a cat-like dragon at the ranch, Steve, the fictional miniature donkey, was based on Isaac, the factual miniature donkey. While Isaac refuses to clean up after himself, a la Steve, he is very quick to bite, and trying to ride him is extremely inadvisable. We love him anyway. The opening line for this story has got to be one of my most favorite opening lines I have ever read. Genre in conversation with itself often becomes, you know, recursive, repetitive, or worse, staid. And yet every court has its jester, every pantheon its trickster, and every genre its parody, satirical, and pastiche pieces. I love the way that this kind of story parks itself smack in the middle between art and criticism, tradition and radicalization, the great works, and the way we talk about them on Twitter. It's a style that considers where we've been and where we're going with both eyes open. And I'm not saying it's the pinnacle of fantasy canon, but it's already part of the conversation. The least we can do is acknowledge it. If we can make time for great halls and noble ideals, we can make time to hunker down in the mud and wring some laughs out of this absurd journey that we've all agreed to. Anyway, that was our show for this week. On behalf of everyone here at Podcastle, our audio engineer Peter Baravesh, our forum moderator Ossicat, your co-editors Jen Albert and Sheree Clark, along with all of our fantastic first readers, Matt Dovey, Aidan Doyle, Ebony Dunbar, Amalia Harrington, Kai Hudson, Devin Martin, Catherine McMahon, Ace Ratcliffe, Julian Jarbo, Craig Jackson, Julia Pat, Hamilton Perez, and Eleanor Wood. Thanks for letting us share another story with you. Podcastle is part of Escape Artists Incorporated and is distributed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Feel free to share it, but don't sell it or change it. If you like what you heard, head over to patreon.com/EAPodcasts and subscribe. Special shout out to Eli, the smallest Matryoshka doll cat. The smallest Matryoshka doll cat. We'll be back next week with another tale. See you then.